You are now listening to the Shu'em Soul Experience.
Welcome to the Shu'em Soul Experience. My name is Stefan, I'm the host of the show. And this show is always about what you can do with your own state of mind, in your own life, right here, right now, the way it is. Because the way it is always dependent on, well, many factors on which you do not necessarily have, well, very much influence. So this show is mainly about finding a way to deal with, you know, your life in a way, however it is, because, you know, it's not always fun, it's not always bad. No, this is all about finding a constant in a world which is ongoingly changing. Just look right now, you know, this is 2012, you know, every moment there is a different thing, every moment there's another crisis, another earthquake, another war, another things change in a very rapid way. And I think it's very beneficial when you learn to find something which is constant. Because when everything is changing, and we as human beings tend to put our identity in anything we perceive. If we perceive an angry thought, we become angry, which means our identity shifts from being just being to being angry. So anything we perceive, and especially the things on the inside, they capture our attention. And somehow we seek our identity all the time in all the things that appear to us. And right now we're in a time frame that, well, everything is going upside down. I don't know about your life, but if I look at my life, if I look at the lives of people around me, I can clearly see that, you know, everything is going inside out, upside down, however you want to name it. The truth of yesterday is the lie of tomorrow. So how can you live in a world like that? I think it's very important that you find some sort of constant in your life. Something which is always there, no matter whether you feel good or bad, you're happy, unhappy, you're full with problems, or whatever. Because these things always change, don't they? I think that's what's called life. Life is this ongoing stream of impressions, of still changing impressions. You know, one thing after the other. Now I see a door, then I see the computer, and I feel this, then I think that. It's an ongoing stream. And I think we as human beings in general are very desperately looking for a form of identity. We are looking for ourselves. What are we? And we have the tendency, as I said, to put our identity into the things we observe, and mainly on the inside. That's also why we get very angry if people don't acknowledge our identity, but ignore our identity or attack our identity, have comments on our presumed identity. And that's funny, because if you just look, really look on the inside, you know, you could find out very, very soon that the core of your personality is 100% impersonal. Because if you look a little bit deeper than the thoughts and feelings that appear to you, you will find that you still exist without thoughts, without feelings. You're still there, you know, in being. And all these things define your reality, and we go with that. Why? You don't have to. It's just that we are so accustomed to it, and we are trained in that way to live in that way. It is what we call growing up, you know, is, you know, getting this grown-up identity. You are just what you are, and that's being. And all the other things that appear within being, either internal or external, change all the time. That's called life. You are, you could say, the witness or life, or you are his eye. Through which he can be very open, life itself can observe life. The core of your personality is 100% non-personal, because being is not personal. That's a very open being. And all these things we call personal are our definitions. I am such and such. I'm a man. I am 51. I am either stupid or intelligent. I'm a shaman, or I'm a bricklayer, or I am a good husband, or I'm gay, or I am a rebellion, or I am conservative, or whatever. It's all different forms of the same. It's all different forms of saying, well, I identify with this. And right now we live in a world in which all these identities, you know, get shaken loose. You know, you can be a millionaire today and you're a beggar tomorrow. And I know examples from my own circumstances that people really went like that. How do you find identity in that? For 10 years or whatever, you live like the king. You can do anything you like. People like you. People are friendly, helpful. And, well, it's a strange thing. They lose their money and the status, and, well, everything is gone. The whole identity is gone. Even in them, it's gone. So it was just a thing you took on. And it's not a problem as long as you're prepared to let it go again. And it's a thing. Right now, all our securities or our, let's say, securities in life, they all get swept away. You know, you lose your job, your house, your your status from your job or whatever you have. And how should you survive? In a way, it's just positive, because this is your life. You know, and of course, I don't say it's easy, but you know, do you want your life to be miserable? No, of course not. So you have to find a way to deal with the circumstances of life, however they may be. Because they will not just be, you know, always positive, what we consider positive, what we consider friendly, what we consider constructive. These are all our opinions about it. We don't know anything about it. Because I believe, in essence, if I look at my own life, you know, the sort of thing I do now, I could not have imagined 25 years ago or something like that. I could not have imagined things developed like that. That's the thing, you know, you don't know what's meant for you, how your life is meant to be. And I think one of these things you can clearly observe is that if you just look at it, you know, daily circumstances, this life, just say this time, how do you say that, this, you know, this moment in time we experience now as a human race, we all play a role in it. It's not that our thinking or that our feeling or our identity or imagined identities or whatever are separate from that. No, of course not. They're all part of that. We are all part of this one expression. That's why it's impersonal. Because life expresses itself, for instance, in the form of Stefan. And that's what I call me. Yeah. So life gets expressed in different shapes and forms. And these shapes and forms change all the time. That's what we call life and death. One form, you know, just shifts into another form. Yeah. One day you're a fish, the next day you're a fish stick, the day after you're a turd. Yeah. Like that. And I say it a little bit rude, but in essence, it's transformation of form. Yeah. What you can see in life is that life feeds on life. In a way, it's extremely beautiful life. It's extremely beautiful. And what you see is that the point of view of eating, it's eating and getting eaten. But if you look from a little bit wider perspective, because thinking about it in terms of looking at it in terms of eating and getting eaten is a very specific way of putting it. Because what you can see is that it's not just eating and eating and, you know, you tear my head off to eat me and I eat a cauliflower or whatever. No, you can see shape. The expression of life is changing all the time. It's expressing itself in various forms. One form transforms itself into the next form. When a tree dies, you know, the tree just falls on the ground and it rots and everything on it. And it becomes, well, the fertile soil for the next tree. And you could say it's a sort of circle which is moving along. The only thing is, when you put your identity into a certain form, if you think you are that tree, and, well, your tree drops down, well, you will feel very miserable. So I think there are all these things just depend on what sort of level you look at it. If you look at it on a personal level, on what we call a human level, it's very hard because that's eaten and getting eaten. But when you can take on a little bit wider perspective, so a little bit less personal, defined reality, you'll see that life is just a change of shape all the time. That's the essence of life. One thing flows into the other, becomes something else, and that becomes something else, and that becomes something else. And somehow, we are part of that. And I think, well, this, especially this time frame, is quite, you know, it could become quite handy if you find out, you know, what, at least what is not you. Because what you are, you cannot define. Because how could you define something like being? You cannot define it. It's what you are. You cannot define it. It's just, you know. But you can experience it in different layers of expression. You can find yourself in being. So I am a doctor. I am a man. I am such. I am. But also, I am consciousness. Or I am open space, or I am awareness. It's still being, but experienced in different layers, levels, no matter how you want to call it, of, yeah, let's say, it expression. Yeah. So life expresses itself in all these forms, in all these different layers of, how would I say that, of materialization, as a matter of fact. And it just depends on what you identify with. And, you know, this is what all the traditions say. The more you're identified with, you know, what you observe, the more you're stuck with that. And everything you identify with, no matter what it is, it will change. It's the nature of life. It's change. It's just look around you. Everything changes, especially now. So no matter whether you're a doctor or this, this will change. You will find no permanency in there. So I think... If I hear a lot about this 2012 things, and now we move into different dimensions and five dimensions and this and universal consciousness and God may know what. Well, I think if I try to relate that back to my own experience, I would say, well, you know, the only thing I can find within my own life is that, well, there is this being and ongoing manifestation or identification within this being. And I can only imagine that this whole shift, this is what they talk about, this consciousness sort of shift, can only be from becoming to being, because there is no other dimension. Everything you perceive, you know, appears within being, yeah? Is a form of being. So what other dimension could there be? Because not so very practical. You're waiting for something which might, whatever, it's not important. What is important, though, is that no matter how things will come, how things will develop, I think it's always very beneficial, you're in a better position when you're open. When you're not there standing, looking from a certain angle and, you know, and interpreting everything from a certain angle and having a certain view and attitude towards everything, because then you cannot anticipate on what's there. You have to anticipate from your, let's say, point of view, identity. Yeah. So I think, in essence, what you try to do in this work, and mainly in this time frame we are living right now, because, yeah, claro, this is a special time, you know, this, just read any book. And what I see is people are losing their identity. And the thing is, we have a lot of security, our feeling of security, of belonging, that sort of thing, our value, our how would you say that in English? Our self-worth, that sort of values are all connected to a certain image. And the image is changing. So what we're going to do, boys, look a little bit deeper and you will see that all forms you identify with, either the hero or the loser, or that's irrelevant, it will all go. So that's why I say in these broadcasts, but in all this work, try to take one step back. You don't have to change your life in that sense. You don't have to change the circumstances just sometimes, but in general, no. If you want to change it, you have to change your identity. If you live in an angry world, which means you look at the world from a certain point of view. If you want a different world, you should try to develop another point of view. You should not try to change the world. No, of course not. There's nothing wrong with the world. There's something wrong with your point of view. As I said before, you know, you can think your neighbor is an annoying guy and his wife loves him. So says nothing about your neighbor. Says something about you and about his wife. So the only thing is, the more you can let go of, you know, this point of view that life is such and such, the more you can anticipate on how it is, because your neighbor is not always annoying or always lovely. No, sometimes he will be a jerk and sometimes he will be a lovely guy. And it's appropriate to react in the moment on what's there and not your preconceived ideas, of course. And I think that's the main thing in this work, you know, is try to withdraw your attention from all these things we identified with. All these thoughts, all these identities, all these roles we play, all these things we find important. Because you will see, yeah, this is what's changing. So trying to hold on to that will make you very unhappy, because, well, I think for just about most of us, this will change. And identities we had will go. And in a way, that's a painful process, because as long as you try to hold on, you're losing something. But as soon, and that's an internal thing, not a mental thing, as soon as you can let it go, then your hands are free to find something else. And that's in general what happens. The only thing is, letting go of the old situation is very difficult, because we identified with it. We think it's us. We think we are vice president of a bank, or we are shaman, or we are housewife, and we are such and such. And in the course of life, you find out, well, you know, these things might get questioned by life. And then you're still there. And you still have to find the ground within yourself. Because, you know, your identity shifts. One day you're a child, the other day you're a grown-up. One day you're a girl, the next day you're a mother. And then you're a mother with kids who left home, and then you're a granny. So it's all different positions, different identities. And if you cannot let go of one, it's very hard to move into the other. So that's why I advise is, try to let go of all these things. And not by focusing on these things, because the more you focus on them, the bigger they become within your perception. I think the most productive way to deal with these things is to focus your attention on something entirely different. And you can see that in all traditions in the world. These guys let you do nonsensical things. And it's nonsensical with a reason. Because just look right now, you know, on the inside you're busy with all these very interesting and important things. They're very important, you know. And then I tell you to feel your feet, or to watch the tip of your nose, or your breathing, or a black spot on the wall. What? And it's exactly the power of it. Because it draws you, without this story, without this little story, you get identified with. And that's exactly what it's meant for. So the things you do to meditate are always very simple, and you could say very stupid. You're feeling your feet, you know, how interesting can that be? It shouldn't be. It's meant to withdraw your attention from all these very interesting things you're involved with all day long. And then you will find, the less you're identified with all these things that appear to you, the more you end up, and it's what you are right now, every moment, the more you find yourself back just in being. Because you are, no matter what, you exist. And there, I think you can find your identity, you could say, on a deeper level. And once you can put your identity there, all these changing things, all your roles in social life, in economic life, in family life, etc., they do not matter so much. Because, you know, it is not a mental knowing, but you know on a deeper level that, you know, you just are. And I think that's very helpful, because especially in these times that everything changes so rapidly and drastically, you know what I said, I know people who were, well, really filthy rich, and they're now really filthy poor. And we're talking about a life or a time span of, well, 1.5 years. Huh? So, I won't say that's good or bad. No, it's not good or bad. It just is different. And in a way, it's hard. And in a way, it's opening other possibilities. It's just, can we see these possibilities? And the more we're identified with our old role, the less possibilities we see. And the more we experience loss. So that's a little bit the idea, the basic sort of thought behind all this work, what we try to present. That's also the idea of the ritual we're going to perform. You know, that's the ritual is meant to shake you loose from all the things you identified with. All your thoughts, all your concepts, your constructs, your feelings, your emotions, because it caught you up. And in essence, you are being. You are not these feelings or thoughts. You are a being. And that's exactly why we do it in this way, why we do it every week, why with this next thing we're developing now, this reset meditation thing. It's exactly meant for that. We repeat it every single day. Why? Because you do not get lost that far. Because otherwise you're lost again for weeks. Weeks again, you're lost in a trip of drama or this or that. But you're lost again. Doesn't matter in what you're lost. That's completely irrelevant. But you just got caught up again in this internal mechanism, into an identity, into a role, into an attitude, into, you know. And it won't make you happy because it will change. So that's the basic idea of the show, and also from the ritual we're going to do, in a few minutes. You know, it's just meant to shake you loose from all the things you identified with. So that's why I say you do not have to experience anything at all or something special. No, it's completely irrelevant. It's not meant for that. If you want that, I should do something different. No, I do this to shake you loose from the things you clung to, you've been clinging to, so you'll be feel more free. And free is not a word for open, for peaceful, for harmonious, for, you know, just being. And you are already, so it can't be far away. All right, I hope you enjoy the ritual, and I hope you're here again to listen next week, and I wish you all the best. All right, enjoy.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M. please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.